Okay, hanoder me roe hachama. Person made a nether, he's not going to have any hanoa from people who see the sun. Also at the sumin. So he's also even with blind people. Shalom skaven zel mishachama roe sun. The way that people speak is means somebody who the sun sees, who's under the sun. So that includes even people who are blind who can't actually see the sun. Mara my time at Medlokomer min haroin. Should have said to people who can see. What's roe hachama? And what's it called? What does it come to exclude? La fuke dagim v'ubrim. And he can have hanoah from fish and from children that aren't born yet, because the sun doesn't see them. They're covered up.
What?
Huh? No, animals are under the sun. But these are covered up. They're hidden from the sun. Rashi, osurap isumim, t'lo niskaven ze l'misha chamez orachas olav. Somebody the sun shines on. That's what he meant. And in Dorim you go after what people mean, what their Lashon B'nei Adam is. And the Gemara says, how do you know that he meant that? Mid lo omar min haroim. If he meant to say people who see, he should have said min haroim. Di'ilu omar hachi hayamutr besumin. Mid omar me roe chama mashma mi misha chama zo rachas alav. Roe chama means anyone who sees the sun means that the sun shines on him. He doesn't have to see it with his eyes. But he means that he's exposed to the sun. Lafuki dagim shebiyam, ve'ubrim shebimeimam she'ein chama roa osam shemutu bohem. Those aren't included in his nether. Okay, next Mishnah. Hanoder mishachurei harosh. Person makes a nether, he's not going to have any hanoa from black-haired people. So also bekarachim, he's also even with bald people. Ubali sevos, and white gray-haired people. Umutr binoshim, he's allowed to have hanoah from women, uktanim. She'ein nikroim shchorei harosh ela anoshim. The designation, shchorei harosh, refers to men. See, 1 second. My time. Why talk is that? Midloko omer mi bali seyar. If he meant to only ask for himself the people who have hair, he should have said mi bali seyar, not shchorei harosh. Umutr binoshim uktanim, she'ein nikroim shchorei harosh ela anoshim. My time. Anoshim zimnim de michsi reishayu vizimnim de megali reishayu. Right? Men sometimes cover their head, and sometimes their heads are uncovered. So therefore, they're called shchori harosh, because sometimes you see their hair, and sometimes not. Aval noshim la'olam michsu, women always cover their hair, and ktanim la'olam miglu, and ktanim always have their hair uncovered. See Rashi, he learns. Hanoder mishchori harosh also bekarochim ubali sevos. The shchori harosh mashmish hanoder meosin shahoyu shchori harosh. People who at one time were black-haired. Umutr binoshim farish b'gmara. My time osur bekarochim midlo omri ubali seyar. The ilu omri ubali seyar hayumutr bekarochim. Zimnin michsu reshayu v'zimnin niglu v'havi shchori rosh. That's called shchori rosh. Right, where you can call them because of their hair, right? The aval noshim la'olam michs, and it means adults. Here that's for sure. Shchorei rosh means adults. So men, sometimes their hair is covered, sometimes not. So you can call them shchorei rosh. Aval noshim la'olam michsu she'inam shchorei harosh de'atufos kosho abilavonim, because they're always covered with white tichels. So they're not. You never see their hair. By a man, sometimes his hair is covered, lav dafka, with something black. You see, he didn't wear black hats then, or black yarmulkes, right? Because if his head's covered, according to what Rashi learns, right? It could be covered with something colored, or different. But when it's uncovered, then he has dark hair, right? But women always cover their hair with white things. What? Yeah, so it could be that they had the minig even that unmarried women covered their hair. Could be. Or that unmarried women were ktanos. So they weren't included anyway. Just like tanim are not included. Uktanim la'olam miglu reshayu kolomer ihu ki nodar adaita digdolim nodar. When a person makes this nether, he's talking about adults. V'hani kivan delav gidolim ninhu v'lo nahigi minig gidolim. They don't act like adults because they don't cover their hair sometimes. They never cover their hair. That's why ktanim are not included, and women are not included. The Ran learns differently. He learns right, he says like this: you can't call a man not mechusei harosh and not megulei harosh, right? Uncovered heads or covered heads, because sometimes they're covered, sometimes not. So you have to refer to them legabe their hair, shorei harosh. But children, right, are always uncovered. You can call them megulei harosh, and nashim are always covered. You call them mechusei harosh. So shorei harosh, to describe somebody, right, is shorei harosh, only has to be by a an adult who is a male. Okay.
He has blonde hair. Latte.
Yeah, that doesn't mean necessarily black hair. It means what's it called? That there's something covering his head that's dark. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hanoder min hayilodim mutar bin noladim. A person made a neder, I'm not going to have any hanoah from those people born. So he's allowed to have hanoah from people who aren't born yet, who will be born after his neder takes effect. Min hanoladim, asr min hayulodim. But if he says, it's asr to anybody who will be born, that includes people who are already born. Rav Meir matir af yulodim. And Rav Meir says no, that just like yulodim excludes noladim, no lodim excludes yuladim. He only means people are going to be born from now on, not people who are already born. The chachomim romrim lo niskaven zel mishadarko lihivolid. His intention was people who normally get born or have children. So that's everybody. That's what he meant. He said no lodim. He didn't mean people who aren't born yet. He means people who have the nature of being born or having children. That includes everybody. Rashi, another min ha-yilodim mashma shekvar bo la'olam. Yilodim means ones who are already born. K'mo d'chsiv ha-yilodim ba-midbar. Mutar b'nolodim ba-osun ha-atidim li-voli. People who aren't born yet, when he made the nether, he's allowed to have hanoah from them. V'chachomim omrim osur b'shneim. The chachomim say they're osur both. T'lo niskaven zela mikol mi shedarko li-voli. Anybody who is normally born. And that's people who are going to be born and people who are born. The chachom, chachom de se behind utanakama. Okay. Gemara. Rav Meir, velomi boy in Nolodim, right? Elami manos. So according to Rav Meir, what do you make the nether for? Right? Mashma, that what's it called? That, even Yelodim are mutter, af Yelodim, mashma Nolodim for sure are mutter. So who's awesome? Chsurei mechsura. So really, the mission is missing something. Vachitani. Hanoder min hayilodim, mutar bin oladim. If you made a neder not to have hanoah from those that are born, you're allowed to have hanoah from somebody who wasn't born yet when you made the neder. Min hanoladim, asur biyolodim. But if you, what's it called, made a neder from the people who will be born, that includes the people who are born too. Rav Meir omer at hanoder min hanoladim, mutar biyolodim. No, if you made a neder not to have hanoah from those that will be born, you're allowed to have hanoah from those that were born at the time of your neder. Why? Ki hechid enoder min hayulodim mutar bin oladim. Just like when you made a neder from those that are born, you're mutar with those that weren't born. When you made a neder from those that will be born, you're mutar with the ones that are born. Omer le rav papa labaya lememra de noladim de misyaldin mashma. Noladim means only those that will be born and aren't born now. Elamiata Shne Bonecha Hanoladim Lechod Eretz Mitzrayim Hochinami Disyaldanu. Ephraim and Asher already born, so it calls them Noladim. Not that they will in the future be born, they were born already. You see, the word Noladim can apply to people born already. I Mercer says, Elamai Dialidu Mashma, that Noladim means that will be born, that Noladim means that they were born. Like you see by Ephraim and Asher, Noladim can mean they were born already. Elamiata d'chsiv hine ben nolad lebeis David Yoshiyahu shmo hachinami dahave v'aday Menashe lo bo. Menashe wasn't in the world. Surely Yoshiyahu, right, didn't come into the world yet. And here it calls him nolad. So nolad doesn't necessarily mean one is born already, but one that will be born. Elamashma hachimashmi hachin enachinami. The word nolad can mean someone born already or someone who will be born. Ubinidorim holach achar loshem bnei adam. And when people speak, right, that's the machlokus, what noladim means in the loshen of people. In the Torah, it could mean either way. But by people, it could mean, what do they mean? That's a machlokus. Whether they mean dafka people who are going to be born, or even people who are born already. The chachomim omrim l'miskaven zel misha darko lehivoleit, lafuke meshe, what's not included? Anybody who is normally born. So that includes everybody. Lafuke dagim va'ofos. Right? Dagim va'ofos don't give birth. They lay eggs. So that's not people who are born, those are people who are hatched. So you're not, that's not people, they're, what's it called, they're things that are hatched. So anything that's born, he asked himself from animals, anything that gives birth. But things that don't give birth, but hatch, that he didn't include. Rashi. Reb Meir, dematur af b'yelodim. V'lomi boyim in elodim, now he dematur. Mashi, everybody's mutter, so who's osir? El miman osir, klomer imkein miman other, what do you make the nether for? Chsure nechsure v'hochiktani. Min hanu lodim osir b'yelodim. Since he meant the people who will be in the future born, that includes even people who are born already. Rabbi Meir Omer, and Rabbi Meir says no, right, that since you specified the people who will be born, you excluded the people who were born already. Even Menashe was the grandfather of Yoshio, who wasn't in the world yet. Right? Menashe and his son was Amon, and his son was Yoshio. So, the grandfather wasn't born, surely the grandson wasn't born yet. And yet he was called Nolad. And that he was called Nolad, right? So obviously he wasn't in the world yet. He was only going to be in the world. People normally refer to Nolodim as those that weren't born yet, even though in the Torah it could be either way. And therefore, if he made a neder and said the word Nolodim, we assume that he's talking like people normally talk. And the Chachamim hold no, that he means both. Lafuke ofos the dagim, so who's not included? She'ein no lodim imeimon. They're not born, right? Ele matilim beitzin umischam in viyotzin. They hatch from eggs. That's not called birth. That's called hatching. And therefore, what's it called? They're not included.